All right, so he moves then to the third one, right, to the third category of biblical counterfeit religions, and these he calls pseudo-messianic, right? Jesus prophesied during his ministry that there would be false prophets and false messiahs and false Christs, and so there's a long history of false messianic claims and claimants, Monson tells us. Seems that nearly every generation, there was at least one or two that pop up. For example, as recent as the 80s and 90s, 1980s and 90s, Sun Myung-moon claimed to be the third Messiah. So there it is, right? Jesus supposedly failed in his task. And so Moon had to come to do the work that Jesus failed to accomplish and create a new celestial family.
Right, right. And so we talk about this is why, you know, if you're looking back in the day on Moon's things, how many weddings or marriage ceremonies are taking place in the videos that you might see if you looked into that. So Moon taught that mankind fell spiritually when Eve had sexual intercourse with Lucifer. And I get this question all the time in the ministries that I work for is, well, you know, we know the fruit wasn't actually fruit. It was sexual intercourse with Lucifer. I'm just like, this is bizarre. Where is this coming from? Well, here's one of the sources. Yeah. So Eve had intercourse with Lucifer. Mankind fell physically when Eve later had.
No, spiritually. So spiritually, oh, yeah. They fell, right? With the intercourse with Lucifer. Right. Yeah. Right.
And then Moon instructed his disciples that Jesus prematurely died, having only provided for man's spiritual salvation. According to Moon, Jesus failed to provide physical salvation for mankind by raising a family who would inherit his sinless nature. And
right,
here's Dan Brown.
So what we have here is Moon says that mankind died spiritually because of sexual intercourse with Lucifer, and mankind died physically when Eve later had sexual intercourse with Adam.
Right.
So sex is the key to the death of humanity, right? Either spiritually with Lucifer or physically with Adam. And so, you know, even though they're made for this, it's odd that he would have a physical death as a result of sexual intercourse with Adam. But, you know, that's what he held to.
Right? It's the transitive property, you know, A plus B equals B plus A. So there you go. Right. Okay. So, but unfortunately, Jesus died before he could procure such a family. Now it's up to Moon to physically save mankind.
Right. So Jesus took care of the spiritual side. Moon is going to take care of the physical sin that was created with sex with Adam.
Right.
And so Watson tells us when witnessing to Moon's followers, it should be pointed out that the Bible teaches that the fall of mankind was due not to sex, right, but to disobedience of a clear command of God. It had nothing to do with sex. The scriptures teach that Jesus did, in fact, not fail.
Right.
And he accomplished salvation completely for mankind. And so they got it wrong. That's right. What he's suggesting.
Right. Just how, you know, if it's Mormons, you have to accept that for some 1800 years, the God has just had failed the church. And you know, there's no redemption up until the point of Joseph Smith. With Islam, you have 600 years before Muhammad comes on the scene. And now you have 1980 years up until Moon comes to finally complete it. You know, there's a lot of space in between there. So. You know, we were just waiting for all these people to come about. All right. So when witnessing to Moon's followers, it should be pointed out that the Bible teaches that the fall of mankind was due to disobedience of clear command of God. It had nothing to do with sex. And the scripture that teaches that Jesus did not fail. So that's what we talked about here. But here, too, we can ask if the same questions we've been asking of other worldviews, you'll find that this sort of religion crumbles as well. As we compare its doctrines with the Word of God, again, here's our internal critique of the others is okay. You believe the Bible in some capacity. Let's look to it and see if you can objectively meet its standards and not be inconsistent or arbitrary. So those are our two points. If one falls, then the whole system falls. So what standard did Moon use to establish his credentials as the Messiah? Well, as himself, Easy. It's just him. That's all he has to do. So this demonstrates his messianic claim to be arbitrary. What religion did he claim to represent? The Christian religion. Such a declaration was inconsistent and contradictory when compared with the testimony of Scripture. Anyone claiming to be the Messiah, as described in Scripture, will be arbitrary, inconsistent, and contradictory, since the Bible is clear that Jesus was the fulfillment of all the messianic promises and prophecies that's described. You know, there's no talk about, well, hopefully someday some Messiah will come where he'll reunite in holy matrimony and save us from our wretched physical death. There's no talk about that in Scripture. It's all about how Jesus accomplished, you know, final sacrifice. Jesus now is able to sit in the temple and offer a perpetual sacrifice for us, you know, on our behalf. And it was done once and for all. And so there's no sign of failure. And so, you know, how does Moon then attribute the passages about false messiahs coming in? Is he saying then that, well, there are all these other false messiahs, but trust me, I'm the real third messiah. So how does he deal with these passages?